In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Governor Gretchen Whitmer reached out to Canadian officials on Thursday to end the truckers' blockade in Ottawa as it impacted businesses in her state. That's especially affected auto plants.
There are hardworking men and women in an industry that's just getting back to full strength who are now going to be out of a job, at least temporarily, and are going to need unemployment. I mean, it's going to have massive impacts on all of us in Michigan.
Whitmer says she was encouraged that the White House got in touch with Canadian officials to work out a solution. 25% of the trade between the U.S. and Canada goes across that one bridge. A Hager Township official is calling on Berrien County to develop a strategy for distributing funds for the expansion of broadband under the federal ARPA plan. Hager Township trustee Peter Colavis spoke to the Berrien County Board of Commissioners on Thursday to say he believes the process currently being used to select which municipalities get broadband dollars is flawed. He tells us the county should be smart in using the broadband funds.
What I would have liked to have seen is a strategy by the county that snaps in township and municipality priorities and their needs into an overarching strategy that would have been countywide.
Berrien County is getting about $30 million in ARPA funds in total.
There's four buckets, of which one of those buckets, based on conversations in the committee that is involved with broadband, it's called BC BIT, $6 to $8 million. That is, as far as I am concerned, going to be snapped up in a heartbeat.
Colavis tells us he believes the money should be used with the intent of ensuring that the entire county either has or could soon have broadband coverage. That means taking a comprehensive look at how to position each township to further build on what it has. There is a limited time frame for townships to get their ARPA applications into the county. Colavis says he'll continue urging county officials to look at all of Berrien County equally. Congressman Fred Upton says his goal is to get legislation creating an active shooter alert system approved in May during Police Week. He's introduced the Active Shooter Alert Act, which would enable police to send out alert messages to those within the vicinity of an active shooting incident. Upton tells us the legislation would be helpful.
We saw again this week the tragedy out west where a live shooter killed a number of folks. We've seen that in our district. We've seen that around the country. And it's pretty harrowing, particularly for the folks that might live in the neighborhood, be a couple blocks from where that situation might be. They may not get the notice right away. They may not hear about it right away.
The act would create an active shooter alert coordinator within the Department of Justice. Upton says that office would work with officials and law enforcement nationwide, so police departments could set up alert systems. If a shooter was on the loose, nearby residents could be sent a phone notification. The systems would be voluntary, and the legislation has the backing of the National Sheriff's Association, the National Association of Police Organizations, and the Fraternal Order of Police, among others. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.